It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
Ain't it just a beautiful day out there the Lord has made? Look at that beautiful sunshine. We just need to be praising God for that. He gave us the breath of life this morning to enjoy this beautiful day, to either to serve Him or accept Him. So I hope y'all will accept Him today. And just know that Jesus loves you. And I'm having a little problem here, but we'll get it straight. My stand will keep falling down, y'all. Hold on just a sec. I'll have to hold it one hand, preacher, doesn't. How about that? Today, I'm going to call out the prayer list. You know, like I said, we got a lot of people on the prayer list, and we're going to lift that up to the Lord. The Lord knows each and every one on there. And I ask you to keep the ministry in prayer, me and my boys in prayer. And we're working on this thing, y'all. Keep me and my boys in prayer, and just all the churches and the pastors and a young lady by the name of Jen that works out at the store, she's fixing to have a baby and all that. Just keep her and the baby in prayer and everything goes good, that God has His hand on it. Just give praise to God today for a beautiful day. And I'm going to open us in prayer, and we're going to be in Matthew chapter 7 today. And so if y'all have a Bible at home and you want to turn there, if you don't, you can just listen. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the opportunity to be here for today, Lord. Just to speak your word today, Lord, what you put on my heart, Lord, did it come out like as you would have it, Lord. And Lord, we just lift the prayer list up to you and, all the unspoken prayers, Lord. We have so many on the prayer list, Lord, and I just ask you to keep it, your hand on them, Lord. The situation in each and every one's life, Lord, and we just want to praise you for such a beautiful day, Lord, and giving us the breath of life to enjoy it, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that all glory be given to you today, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, people, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 7. And I hope y'all were listening to Brother Marshall up here this morning. He's preaching the word to you. And the Lord says, it tells you a way about getting to heaven. And in this Bible I'm preaching out of, it's called the Straight and Wide Gates. The Straight and Wide Gates. And that's kind of where we're going this morning, the Straight and Wide Gates. Say hello to everybody out there on Facebook land, and just know that Jesus loves you. But I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 12, excuse me. It says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And basically in that verse, he's just telling you, to treat people how you would want to be treated, And just think about that sometime, how you go around in life and treat people. The Lord is telling you to treat people like you'd want to be treated. I try to apply that to my life, but, I'm pretty sure at times I mess up too, and that's the way it is. And verse 13 here, this is a special verse to me. This is something the Lord showed me Himself. He showed me Himself, but that's a whole different story. In verse 13, He says, enter ye in the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. And He's telling you here that you have to enter in the straight gate. He says, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. I've heard a preacher say before, that when you're on the road to heaven, when you're on the straight and narrow, that you ain't going to be bumping elbows with nobody because there ain't going to be that many people on it. But when you're on that path to destruction, there's going to be a lot of people walking with you. You're going to be bumping into people everywhere. And as the word says, that hell expands itself every day. So that lets you know that more and more is going to be coming. And like I say, in our society today, we're playing games. There's just a lot of game playing going on. You just saying the word "I'm saved" ain't gonna get you to heaven. Just going to an altar ain't gonna get you to heaven. Going to church every Sunday ain't gonna get you to heaven. Professing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ ain't gonna get you to heaven. It's about a walk. It's more than talk. It's about a walk. You know, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can only speak for myself, but when the Holy Spirit become upon me and I answer the call to preach, I've been telling people about the Lord, and I'm on this radio program now, and the Lord blessed blessed me with Brother Marshall Russell. He started me on the radio program. You know, he reached out to me, and I come up here, and, you know, this is where we've been. But the Lord had a plan. You know, I never thought I'd have been here today preaching. I'd have never thought I'd have been on the radio preaching, but that's the plan God had for me. You know, like I say, when you're saved, you're saved, and the Holy Spirit lives in you. You have to serve God. You have to tell people about the Lord. You know, if you don't, then there's a problem. If the name Jesus don't cross your lips every day at some point in time, there's a problem. You need to check into that. Because I tell you, if you don't, it's an incurable disease. And hell will be your home. But he says, "Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat." He says in verse 14, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Now, people, I'm going to try to squeeze this in here real quick. When I first started preaching, you know, it's just something I can't explain. But I prayed to the Lord. I had a prayer, and I prayed to the Lord, and I told no one about this prayer. And in my prayer, when I talked to the Lord, I said, "Lord, I need to know that I'm doing your will. Lord, I need to know that I'm on the straight and narrow that leads to you, Lord, that leads to you. I need to know this, Lord. I need to know this." Because the devil was attacking me, playing with my mind and doing all this and doing all that. But it was something I needed to know, and I prayed to God. And this is just a prayer between me and God. I didn't tell no one about this prayer. And a lot of you know or don't know that I drive a big truck and I deliver trusses. I had to deliver a small set of trusses one day. This is about 2 weeks after I started this prayer, you know, talking to the Lord. And they didn't know the name of the street, but they told me about where it was at, you know, and I had to go. And I went down there, and when I found the street, and I turned on it, and I looked at the street sign said the straight and narrow way. And when I got the 18-wheeler on that road, it was a dirt road that went down in the woods. There was a big sign that said, "Jesus lives here." Glory to God. I had pulled on the straight and narrow road which led to Jesus. Ain't no man can tell me no different. That was God answering my prayer. And, you know, I took pictures of the signs. It just blew my mind that day. I jumped out the rig and I had tears in my eyes. I was standing on the straight and narrow way. Just glory to God for that. That was such an experience. You know, God answered my prayer. And in verse 15, he says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves." And like I say, there's a lot of false prophets out there today. A lot of people think that when you're talking about a false prophet, you're talking about a preacher. Correct. But if you're one that goes around and proclaims to be saved, that you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're telling people about Christ, and you're just playing games, you're a false prophet. You have to watch what you say when you speak on the Word of God. You know, just like me, a lot of people think it's easy to preach, but not to me. This is one of the most terrifying things that I know of. And I'm going to tell you, I lived a heinous life, and I've done many things in my life that I've never been scared. But to stand here and preach the Word of God, the interpretation of the Word of God, because I know that I'm going to have to stand before Him, and everything I said, He's going to hold me accountable. It's not a game. This is no game. I know a lot of people like wrestling. You know, old Triple H has got that song, says, "It's all about the game and how you play it." This ain't no game. This ain't no game. You have a choice, heaven or hell, and that choice is entirely up to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, on Judgment Day, when you stand before the Lord, He's just going to enforce your decision. And I pray that your decision would be to go to glory. And in verse 16, it talks about the false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging woods. And in verse 16, he says, "You shall know them by the fruit, their fruits. Ye shall know them by their fruits." He says, "Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" He's telling you right there, you should know them by their fruit. And I see that just in my sight, and some may disagree with me. If you got people proclaiming to be saved, that they love the Lord Jesus Christ, if you go to church with these people and they tell you this in church and you see them during the week, all week, and they never mention the name of Jesus Christ to no one, that Jesus Christ all week long does not come across their lips, there's a problem that needs to be checked into. There's a problem. Because I know in my heart I have to tell people about Christ. If you'll check out my Facebook page, you'll see it's all about Christ. Every now and then, there might be a hot rod car on there. You know, I love cars too, but mainly it's about Jesus Christ, because that's what it's about. You know, I can't save no one, and I go to Lake Swamp Baptist Church, and I believe we got a good pastor, loves the Lord, and he does what the Lord says, and he can't save you. There ain't but one that can save you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And like I'm saying, he's telling you right here today about false prophets, you shall know them by their fruits. Like I say, it ain't all about a man that stands in the pulpit preaching being a false prophet. It's about other people out there testifying about Christ, or who are not testifying about Christ, who proclaim to be a child of God. If the Holy Spirit lives in you, if the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to tell people about Jesus. And if you don't, there's a problem. You need to check yourself. And he tells us in 17, he says, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." And that's right there what he's saying. A good tree bringeth forth good fruit. That's the ones out there preaching the gospel. That's the ones out there serving the Lord. That's the ones out there telling people about Jesus. That's the ones out there that you say, "You offend me. You hurt my feelings." That's the ones that's bringing before good fruits, the one that's coming to you. The ones that you accuse of offending you. The ones that you accuse of hurting your feelings. These people are serving the Lord. They're telling you about the Lord Jesus Christ. But you don't like that. Well, I can assure you, if you spend the rest of your life, if the Lord tarries, but on that judgment day, if you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ your whole life, you truly will be offended on that day when you're cast into the lake of fire. In 18, it says, "A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." It says, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Do you understand what he's saying there in verse 19? Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Do you know what he's talking about, people? We are the tree. We are the tree. Will you be cast down? Will you be hewn down and cast into the fire? That is your choice. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, loves you so much, he gave you a choice to make, to accept Christ or reject Christ. And that is your choice today. Today is the day of your salvation. But like I say, we have a lot of things going on in this world. I mean, just look at the darkness in the world. The spirit of the Antichrist is moving strong across this land, and more people are going after the darkness. For it is written that light come into the world, but man preferred darkness over light because of the wickedness in their heart. And that's exactly what's going on today. Just take a good look around, and you want to keep playing games. Oh, glory, I'm saved. Well, you need to check yourself. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people playing games today that's going to burn in the devil's hell. And I believe that in every church that the majority of that congregation will burn in hell because of game playing. He says, "Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." That's exactly what he's telling us again. You will know them by the fruits they bear. Like I said, we are the tree. Will you be hewn down and cast into the fire? And this is exactly what he's talking about. He says right here in verse 19, he says, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And like I tell you, people, we are the tree. We are the tree. What kind of fruit are you producing? Are you producing fruit of light, or are you producing fruit of darkness? And that's just the way it is, people. If you're a born-again child of God and the Holy Spirit lives in you, you're going to tell people about Christ. You're going to tell people about Jesus. You're going to walk that walk. And I can assure you one other thing. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to mess up. You're going to fall down. You get back up. Like this young lady was on Facebook the other day, and she was depressed and talking about her life. She gave up. And I commented, the only time you fail is when you quit. You get back up and you move forward. You keep walking. You repent. You move forward. Now, and this is a very powerful statement to me. And that the Lord ain't talking, what he's saying here, I want y'all to listen to this. And it's Matthew 7:21. He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And in verse 23, Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Do you understand that? He's flat telling us right there. And this is, you have a lot of people talk about the red, white, and the black, white, and what Jesus Christ said, what the men said. If it's in the book, if it's in the word of God, is it inspired by God, red or black? And this is in red, right, just so you know, that Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquities. And I'm telling you today, people, we got the Father's house full of people. Everybody gets, you can stand in the pulpit and say, how many of you say it? Everybody's hand goes up. Everybody's hand goes up. Ask them how many's lost. They do that at the end. Do it, but again, how many out there is lost today? You see no hands go up. No hands go up. But there's a lot of them out there today. You're playing games. The Father's house has become a social club to you. The Father's house is a place you go and you talk about everything but the Father. And it is sad to say, but it is true. This is where we at today. Where are we at today? The Father's house has become a place of judgment. A lot of people say, no, we don't do that. Yes, you do. If a person that goes into that building, into the Father's house, and they go to the altar, and they give their life to God, they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and he forgives their sins, and is it their heart's intent that that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. They want to serve God because God tells you not to judge a man, for you do not know the intent of his heart. But if he is really there with all his heart to serve the Lord Jesus Christ forgave him. And that blood covered his sin. But when people get up and they go and they join the church and they try to do this and they do this here, and the congregation is still talking about that person's sin that the blood of Jesus Christ covered, you have a problem. You have a problem. That's the spirit of Antichrist moving in you. And when I get right here into Matthew 7:21-23, what the Lord is saying, it takes me to Revelation 3:15, where the Lord is talking about the Laodicean church. And in Revelation 3:15, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold or hot. That thou are neither cold or hot. That means that you don't know if you're lost or saved. He says, I would thou wert cold or hot. And basically what he's telling you there, he wish you knew if you were cold or hot. He says, because if you're in this state, that he will spew you out of his mouth. And people, that word spew means to vomit. That is disgusting. I mean, just the way he describes that. And I wonder, is this the same people he's talking about in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23? He will spew you out of his mouth. But he has a cure. The Lord Jesus Christ has a cure. And it says it in Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And that's what I'm telling you, people. There's a lot of people in the audience out there today, the congregation today, you won't get up and go to the altar. You won't get up and go repent because you're worried about somebody else sitting over there that's going to die and go to hell because they don't know Christ. That's why you won't get up and go to the altar. I'm going to tell you, if you're sitting in the congregation today and the pastor's preaching and the Holy Spirit convicts you, you need to get up and you need to go to that altar. You need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because if you don't, because of somebody sitting in that congregation that's going to burn in the devil's hell, that you're more worried about what they think about you than getting right with Christ, hell is coming for you. And that's a lot of things right there, people, that a lot of people don't believe. You know, when you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, hell is coming. I know a lot of people ask me, you know, where is hell? Where is hell? I can tell you where it's at. It's waiting. It's waiting. Death is coming surely for us all. We're all going to experience death. And at that moment, when you experience death and you have rejected Christ your entire life, you have run around playing games, you have gone to the social club on Sundays to be with your friends and talk about everything but Christ and your salvation. When death comes for you, where will you go? Well, I can tell you right now, straightforward, if you experience death and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to burn in a devil's hell for an eternity. There will be no escape. There will be no amount of money that can buy you out of it. There's nothing you can do. You will burn in a devil's hell. A lot of you out there, you know, don't believe that. You listen to all these other quack preachers or prophets, you know, false prophets, whatever you want to call them. It's got this here new movement going on, you know, this feel-good ministry. Woo, glory to God, everything going to be fine. Well, I'm here to tell you right here today that if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to burn in the devil's hell. I don't care what the rest of them say. The Word of God says there ain't but one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, you will perish and burn in a devil's hell. And like the Word of God says, today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day you need to quit playing games. And I'm not judging nobody. I'm a grown man. I know in my heart where I stand with Christ. Don't matter what you think of me. I know where I stand with Christ. Do you? If you know in your heart that you do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you better be seeking him out today. Take a good look at our world. It's full of darkness. The darkness is growing more and more wicked. There's more and more laws passing that go directly against the Word of God, that goes directly against God. God's not going to sit back and take this. There will be dire consequences. Just watch. Just watch. It's coming. Time is running out. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior today, be seeking him out. Get in the Father's house. Just know that Jesus loves you. And I'm going to get off here now and close. Just want to praise God and just know Jesus lives. He's standing at the door knocking and waiting. It's all in your hands now. Question is, what you going to do? Like George Jones says in that song, Choices. We're all living and dying from the choices we make. So what is your choice today? I pray that it'll be that you accept Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on MyGospelStation.com.